My name is Kaylee. I am 12 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Marilyn Borman, who is my grandma Nana. We are recording this interview in San Antonio, Texas. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was very quiet and shy. I was the second of six children. I was the oldest girl. And that's all. That's pretty quiet.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh my God, the day you were born.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories in your life?
Moments in your life? When I lost my husband, Ken, and that was probably the saddest time.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Many positives. Being in a large family with brothers and sisters and parents that were very loving and supporting, and then being married and having my first child, my only child, Carrie, and it, you know, going through life with her, you know, her her friends, her accomplishments, and then the grandchildren, and enjoying time I get to spend with them because they're out of state, and life has been so good. Not really many negatives.
Are there any negatives?
Well, certainly the loss of loved ones, you know, are definitely negatives, but life is good.
Mm-hmm. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Everyone you lose, you lose a lot of good memories. You know, my mom for, you know, being the supportive mom she was, and, you know, a mentor. You know, I look up to her when I make a lot of my decisions. My husband, you know, because this is the person you were gonna live till death do us part, and, you know, all that we've accomplished together, and the good times and the bad times. And then my brother, you know, was another big loss because he's a part of, you know, the family. It's, you know, that's it.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, there are so many of them. Sure, the let's see. A lot of happy memories with friends and family. One specific, trying to think.
The day I was born.
Well, of course, but we have to go back further than that because hopefully I've had happiness up until then too. The day the day I got married, the day that I had my first child, only child, and then my two grandchildren. And is that what you wanted to know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yeah, if you give me a lot of time to think.
Like, what's a major one?
That you it's very important to be a friend, a good friend to the people that you love, and to just have friends and have family, people that support you, that boost you up when you need boosted up, or, you know, they come to your aid, and those are all important. Family is very, very important.
Anything else?
Sure. Oh, I have a lot of opinions.
We know.
Yeah. She goes, we know. Yes. That your faith in God helps you through a lot of sadness. And it's important to have faith in a higher power. And I don't know. I give you a lot of them.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
That I love everything I do. And just make the best, even when you don't get the best outcome. It's, you know, you work your hardest, you try your best.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Oh, there's so many. Yeah. Gee. I can't think right now. Yeah. Trying to think.
Dumbest.
I've done a lot of them. But I can't think of any right now. Maybe if we go back there.
We'll come back. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Oh, well. I hope I told you this a lot, but you have so many people that love and support you, and you're just a lovely, lovely child. And much more than I could have ever expected that I would have in life. Yes.
How would you like to be remembered?
No.
Okay.
I would like to be remembered as someone that you always felt you were in good company with, you know, that you have a lot of memories, and, you know, that we did a lot of things, and that's what I want. Yeah.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
That you could stay as lovely a person you are, that you can reach your highest potential, and you will be wonderful. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before?
No, there's not anything.
Okay.
Because I usually ask you what I think.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
Yes, that you always make in all your decisions, you always make your family, which is your parents first, your nanas, your papas, proud of you, and that you strive to be the best, and that's all, you know, anybody could want for you.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Oh, these are hard. Yes, always work hard. Believe in God. Mm-hmm. Have a strong faith. A strong drive. Pride. And dignity. Yeah.
At the end of the interview, take a few moments to tell your interview partner what they mean to you. What do you mean to me?
No, what do you mean to me?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, you do that.
You talk about what she means to you.
Oh.
It's hard, huh?
It is. Okay. I don't know.
What does she mean to you?
A lot. Not very good at this.
I know, these are hard questions.
I don't know. You mean a lot to me.
How much do you love her?
Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, 100.
Aww.
Okay, that's it.
Do you want to go back to the other?
Oh, yeah. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
God, I can't remember. I did a lot of them, but nothing that was stand out. Oh, I almost let my sister drown.
Hannah.
Well, I told you that. Remember Antoana, because she wouldn't listen to me.
Uh-huh.
She went into deep water. So I was going to let her drown.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Well, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Done. Are you?
Now we go.